Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. Welcome to Diva Gays Are Lies and Friends. I'm Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. Follow us daily on our blog, divaabdul.com. It is official. I got one of my New Year's resolutions done. Divaabdul.com is working.
Yay!
That only caused, oh my gosh, that was several days of work. Holy cow. And, or you can do it the old-fashioned way, divadaysforlives.blogspot.com. Either way, it still works. On Facebook, Diva Days, our friend page, and our fan page is Diva Days of Our Lives. And thanks to everybody who's been liking our page lately. And you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. It only takes a few seconds to start an account here. And that way, too, you can join us in the chat room. So we've got callers already. Okay, hold your horses, girls. We'll get to you guys in a few minutes.
They must have liked this week.
I was going to say, one guess as to what they're calling about. Not that.
I think I know.
Yeah.
I know I enjoyed it, yeah.
Yes. And you can tell we have Anna and Marianne here tonight, and they're both under the weather. So.
Hello.
Yes, bear with
and Carrie, you're feeling
sniffle.
Okay tonight? No?
Today's the first day I felt good. Both my sons have sinus infections.
Great.
We went. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, Dalton missed 3 days of school. Last week, Kirk missed 2 days of school. And this past week, Dalton missed 4 and Kirkland missed 3.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and it gets better. Next week, they have a 4-day weekend. And I'm like, where the hell is my 4-day weekend?
Oh, man.
Where's mine? They get to go on break? I mean, whatever. Dalton only went to school 1 day this week. So, yeah. So, but everybody's on the mend. So
good.
Yeah, so everybody's doing better. Well, I forgot to send the Hapkas. Make sure you follow at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And they seem to behave themselves this week.
Marianne, I saw where you said Bob who on Twitter.
Bob? Yeah, Jan. Yeah, Dan was, she tweeted to them to, like, you know, that we were having our show tonight and to please, you know, come. And where have they been or what? She wanted to hear Bob's sexy voice or something again.
Oh.
And that's what I just came in and that's why I thought, like, Bob who, you know? We might start forgetting him if he doesn't start coming around.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, by the way, there are some knuckleheads that have been bashing Allison Sweeney on Twitter. And mean tweeting her.
I heard about that.
What the hell is going on with these people?
That's terrible. Why would they do that?
Is it because of the whole rave? Is it safe fans?
They're probably safe fans.
Yeah. I believe
as if she has anything
that's
to do with the scripts.
Really?
People who do that are just ignorant. I'm sorry.
I know. And I think it's they think she's pushing for E.G.M.E. And it's not. I mean, Allison's a team player. She's always...
Well, she was supporting Safe when it was safe. She was supporting, you know, Lucas when it was, you know.
When you're an actor, you have to support the story you're in. I mean, come on.
Right. I mean, that's their job. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So, whatever.
That's dope, too,
so
mixing up the couple.
Safe fans, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, Allison, I guess I'm reading now. I guess she thanked her fans for getting EGME trending. I think it was on Tuesday during the love scene. And she got attacked for it. So, I thought that was cool.
I didn't know. I wasn't on Twitter live when that happened, but I had heard that EGME trended, and that's pretty cool. So you would get a screenshot of it?
Yes, it's actually on the blog.
I was just setting you up, Carrie. I knew you had gotten one.
I figured you
had gotten one.
Yeah. You read my mind. Yeah. You know, but then then I got corrected that I didn't get the screen cap when they were in their highest position.
Oh.
So I got them when they were number 6 and not when they were number 5, but whatever.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, and Days was trending, too, at the same time. So I think EGMU was number 5 and Days is number 10.
So, well, I noticed on your ratings that Days was tied with GH for a change, so
that's
nice that they weren't the bottom.
Good.
Yeah. GH has been really good, too. They've both been good.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble keeping up.
I'm way behind in my viewing.
That they're on back-to-back, but I'm sure there's a reason for that, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, so you pitched the hap does. Oh, I forgot to mention, before we get to our Kate update, I interviewed Nadia on Tuesday.
That's right.
Nadia Bjorlund, who plays Chloe, and she was really sweet. It was a very easy interview. And, it's not all the interviews are easy. Not all the actors are easy. So when I say someone's a good interview, a good guest, being sincere, she was, you can find that here on Block Talk Radio. It's about an 8-minute interview. She was great. I always get a kick when I see that I asked a question nobody else asked. So I asked her if the cast noticed that Parker looks like Philip. And she said yes. Everybody noticed it immediately.
Oh, how funny. Oh,
yeah,
that's hysterical.
She's like, oh, my God, he looks like Jay. So, yes, that was
funny. But that was a question nobody had asked her. That's awesome.
Nobody asked her that. And, I noticed that the first scene he was in, I was like, holy crap, he looks like Philip. And,
funny?
You know, we were all making fun, saying, oh, he doesn't have a tan, so he can't be Dama's baby. I didn't say that to her. That would have been rude.
Okay.
So sounds like there's really no Brady and Chloe on the horizon. I asked her about what's it like being the schemer as opposed to the victim, and she enjoyed that.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, but she said it's just more interesting being the bad person.
Yeah.
And she's saying that her intentions are good, but Chloe's kind of like not thinking clearly, and that's why she's kind of pulling these schemes, which, really, she's not really harming anybody with these schemes,
Right. Honestly, she saved Daniel from a really bad Jennifer Hare day. You got to admit it. So, in a way, I think that was sort of a public service, I don't think any man should have to do a lady whose hair is braided, who's over 45. I really don't think that should be required of anyone.
Nice on Friday.
She looked nice, but I wish she would do her hair, long and sexy instead of where it looks like...
Yeah, it
kind of
made her look older,
it's like they make her look frumpy, and I hate that.
Yeah.
Missy Reeves is a very pretty girl, and she still looks like she's, 28 or something, or 25. She looks young, she looks good, but it's just, they so often dress Jennifer in such dowdy or frumpy or, I call it the Caroline Ingalls look,
Yeah,
it's
like
that
sexy
hair
dress.
She's got beautiful hair. She could have had it down and sexy like Chloe does, when she's, instead it was in this, this stupid braid thing and the whole half pulled back crap. It's like she's not a one-room school teacher on the Little House on the Prairie, for crying out loud. She's supposed to be vamping it up for Daniel, and it's like, I'm not saying, I don't know. I'm just thinking, I just didn't think it was a really provocative look. She could have gone a lot more, I don't know. Who makes those decisions? I don't know if it's wardrobe, hair, makeup, whatever. But I just was kind of surprised. It was kind of annoying. The style was kind of annoying me. The hair, I don't know. I shouldn't pick her apart, but it was frustrating.
Yeah, well, I think really bothers me about Jen's hair is when they do have it too matronly up, but her roots are really gray, and if she just you know, touch up her roots a little bit more often, made her hair a little bit more golden.
Yeah.
She looked younger, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Kristen looked, you know, 1,000 times better than her. And
like, they made her look sexier, you know, with that low-cut dress. Like, they never let Jennifer have one, like a dress like that. Like,
I know.
Yeah.
Why can't you have one?
Well, I mean, maybe she doesn't want, you know, even if she doesn't want to dress, I mean, you
maybe
can be provocative and not show anything. It's more the hairstyle that I have an issue with.
Mm-hmm.
It's just annoying. It's just like, come on, you're going out with a supposedly hot, dirty doctor. I mean, like, vamp it up a little bit, chick, you know? I mean, come on. You're competing with Chloe, for crying out loud. That's not an easy job. You know, I don't know. It's just, I mean, I'm glad, I guess, they're, like, letting her be herself in terms of the character and, like, not, it's not like she's trying to compete with, you know. I don't know. It's just something, a bone I've had, I've been wanting to pick that bone with him for a long time, that they just, you know, the outfits they choose for her are just not, I mean, every once in a while they hit, but most of the time it's just, like, I can't believe her daughter lets her out of the house half the time. I just, you know. I mean, remember that time she, quote-unquote, accidentally spilled wine on her? And I'm like, that totally was an accident. She was too embarrassed to have her mom walk out the door with that. You
right.
know, it's like, because yeah. it looked like a tablecloth. And so then she changed into something else. But I don't know. I just... So, okay, the wardrobe critique was, you know, it was in lieu of Rose being here, because I know she would have said that. Anyway.
Oh, and... Nadia, I asked her, I was telling her that Chloe and Anne are a popular pair on Twitter, and people, you know, think they're pretty cool. And I said, is there more coming up with Chloe and Anne? And she said, yes.
Oh.
So, yeah, so we get to see, you know, see them in action some more.
Oh, boy.
I also want to remind everybody, Thursday, February 21st, it's still on for Patrick Muldoon and Christy Clark. Patrick's movie, Spiders 3D, if you're in California, it's in the theaters right now.
Oh.
Oh, yes. And he's threatening people on Twitter to go see the movie. So I just want to see.
Well, then you had an announcement from Christy, too. You had an announcement that you tweeted about.
Yes, yes. Christy announced she's 3.5 months pregnant. So, I kind of figured that, but she's like, oh, I got something to tell you guys, and you know, you guys have to guess in a couple of days. I'm like, oh, she's pregnant. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
This is that's her and her husband's third, and they have 2 daughters already.
Oh,
so,
okay. I thought they just had one. That's cool. Oh, that's right. They do have 2. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, it's their daughters' names are Hannah and Emma.
Oh, so, how sweet.
Yeah,
that's
they're
sweet.
Like, oh. I know, that's cool. So everybody can call in and talk to Christy and Pat on February 21st, 10 p.m. right here. So
10 p.m.
They
Eastern.
Should do, yes, 10 p.m. Thank you. Yeah, 10 p.m. Eastern, which is a good thing because Christy was tweeting that she doesn't stay up past 8:30 anymore. So it'll be 7 her time. So,
good,
yeah.
Good, all right.
Yeah, if you've ever been to a Pat Muldoon interview, you're really missing
out.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Let's see, will Pat or Austin show up?
Austin,
that will be the question.
Yes.
Who
yes.
will show up?
And, yes,
how will
and
they, how will they play off of each other? Meaning yeah. they, you know, meaning Christy and him. That
yes, and I have talked to Pat privately about the, well, I guess we can discuss it now. This is a spoiler, so don't listen if you don't want to hear it. The Kate and Rafe hookup, and Pat had a very interesting reaction. So I'll have to ask Austin on the 21st and what he thinks about Rafe and his mother.
Get Austin's point of view.
Yes.
Oh.
Here, Austin
well, he,
thinks about Paul Rafe.
Well, he called in one time on a show and with Lauren and to surprise her, and he said something about as long as you're not hooking up with Rafe or something. It's like, oops.
Uh-oh. He had the same feeling a lot of people did when they heard that. They
no,
went,
he was
what?
Just jealous. Because he wanted her,
oh.
but he was her son,
okay.
so he couldn't.
He couldn't. Oh, okay. He wanted to. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
because okay.
Galen's his buddy, and he was like, I think he was like a little bit like, just well, like, no, but he, I don't think he knew about it at that time. But
yeah, oh, okay.
There was just
no,
sort of
he did not
it.
Know till he did not know till this week.
No,
oh,
no,
okay.
They kept it very quiet, very quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but no, so he didn't
that
know
was,
it was a total.
A...
It was a totally random comment, but it was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was prophetic.
Funny.
So yes,
yeah.
yes, yes.
Yeah.
We can call
yeah.
him the prophet of days, the prophet of school. Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so yes, Pat and Galen are friends, and they were friends, I guess, instantly the first day they worked on the set together. So, yeah.
Hmm,
so they're cool.
cool
with each other. So even if Pat, if Austin rips on Rafe, now just remember it's Austin doing it and not Pat. So, if you want to see the trailer of his movie, he tweeted it at Muldoon Patrick. You can check it out. And Christy Clark, I think, is at Christy, I think, _Clark. So I think somebody else already had her name on Twitter.
Oh. Huh.
So, yeah, that's a bummer when that
happens. Well, and we'll have another surprise to announce soon as well, but we can't announce it right now.
Yes. Yes.
A surprise.
Another interview. Yes, another interview coming up. And I'm not pregnant, so that's not the surprise.
Neither am I.
Neither
Marianne, I hope that's not why you're sick. You're not pregnant, are you?
I know. Oh, no.
Hey, stranger things have happened in Salem. But
I
Haley,
know, really.
It'll be
look
interesting to see what I'm dying to know what the ratings are this week after, you know, after Jimmy sex and everything.
Yeah, uh-huh. We'll see how that works
yeah.
out. Anna, do you mention Kate this week?
Well,
or
unfortunately, I've not been a good Kate correspondent because I only watched Monday's show so far. And I don't
mm-hmm.
even know what... I don't think she was on all week, was she?
I don't know. Was she on? I'm trying to think.
I don't think she was on.
I don't think she was on.
I don't think so. So I guess I could give her Twitter handle, at Lauren Coslow, and
mm-hmm.
her Lauren Coslow fan club page. They'll be having a chat on the fan page soon. Not sure what date,
ooh.
But it's coming up.
Oh.
And let's see, yeah, just she's awesome. And this coming week, we might as well preview the Pimpy, do pre-Pimpy. This week, some exciting stuff happens to Kate and with Kate and with other people. And so tune in. It should be an eventful week for Kate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kate gets her mojo back. It's no secret what's going to happen, but it should
right.
be fun.
Okay.
It should be a fun ride, and I just encourage people to keep an open mind about it.
So, keep encouraging
me, Anna.
Let's
think about it. If you think about it, Lauren Coslow can turn anything into gold. She's awesome.
Yes, she can.
And I have to admit, I'm really looking forward. I mean, I really enjoyed the dynamic between Rafe and Nicole, and they never even had sex.
Right, true.
So I'm just
yeah.
thinking, you know, you throw Lauren Coslow into the mix as Kate, and
uh-huh.
she's going to liven things up, no matter who her scene partners are. And
right.
I'm just thinking that I'm actually kind of anxious to see the dynamic between Kate and Rafe and see what's going to go on there. And
mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
she can definitely spice him up. And I don't know, if you think about it, Rafe, I don't think Rafe has been with another woman other than Sammy since he came to Salem.
Nope. Right.
I don't think
Which
he's
is,
actually.
That is hard to believe.
He
yeah.
hasn't had sex with anyone else. And
he's been celibate for a while, too.
I know, and so you know,
it's
it was
yeah.
bound to happen. And I think also it should be pretty fun to see Lauren play a drunk Kate. I think that should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think it should be a pretty entertaining and eventful week for Kate. And you can also follow at Rate Fans RATE
Rate.
Rate.
Okay.
Rate
Great.
Fans.
It's
great
so, now, R-A-T-E, okay.
Yeah, so
what it has to be,
follow
huh?
that on Twitter. And let's see, we'll have some fun little surprises on there soon, or that account should. So anyway, it should be fun. So that's all the pimping I got.
and there is a Kate and Stefano scene, but I think this one's still on the phone, though.
Yeah.
I love
them on screen together, but this whole on the phone crap is so annoying.
Yeah, they can just have them in, you know.
I don't understand why they can't have them in the scene where he's sitting down at the mansion or something. I understand why.
Yeah,
we need to get back to the mansion.
Well, the Demira Mansion, the mansion's been folded up for a while. I think.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, too long. We need to get back there.
But it got
there's
unfolded.
A wedding.
It got unfolded.
Is there a wedding coming up?
Yes, Casey Dietrich tweeted a picture of himself and James Scott, and it looked like the morning room of the Demira Mansion is set up for a wedding.
Oh,
and I have that picture
Kristen?
On divaofdual.com. You can find it there. Yeah, so that picture's up.
Is it Kristen and Brady, or is it Sammy
probably
and EJ?
Kristen and Brady, don't you think?
I think
yeah,
Kristen and Brady.
Yeah. I'd like to see them all move in together, you know, EJ
That'd
and Kristen.
That'd be hilarious.
Holy cow. And even, even Kate and Stefano back together would be great, too, but, you know, but she's going to be Rafe, but hey, move Rafe in too. No, whatever.
Yeah.
That would,
I'd like to see the reaction of Stefano figuring out that those two were together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Okay.
Imagine it's going to create some things too for Sammy when she figures out that those two were together. So that should be pretty
fun.
Oh,
yeah. Wait till she finds,
Yep.
Yes, let's talk about the first couple that makes everybody freak out was EGME. But Amanda's on the line. I wanted you guys to talk about the EGME scenes for Amanda on.
Talk.
Okay, Marianne, you take that one.
I enjoyed it. The only thing is when they were together and she pulled off his shirt, and there he has a wife beater on. What the heck? You know, he had a. Did you see the T-shirt on? Yeah, I said, what's up with that? Get that off of there. And then I think Angela had, I don't know if she's going to call in tonight or whatever, but I think she had mentioned it or something about, I guess, back in the day that, or when he first came on, he wore them a lot.
Oh.
And I think he did, I guess. And that was for the, you know, I mean, the Jammy fans, I mean, really diehard of Jammy fans would know that. And I guess there was a significance, I guess, because of the wife beater, him having it on. So that's kind of,
It's kind of cool that they are doing some shout outs to the fans and stuff, it seems like.
Yeah,
you know, that,
I guess.
I mean, the dialogue
history, I guess.
Is great, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, and a little sauce and hair on EJ's chest. Did you see that? you know, usually liking that. And then I thought it was cute when he was under the cover. They started arguing, of course. Did you see that? After they had the sex and that, they start arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's under, like he doesn't want to hear it. I thought that was kind of cute. He's under, hiding under the covers, like, oh, please, Sammy, shut up. Come on, what? You're going to ruin it. So, yeah. But, what did you guys think?
That scene was too freaking dark. What the heck was up with that?
That's what I was thinking, too. I thought it was my TV. And then when they flipped to Kristen and Brady, you can sure as hell see them. It's
right.
The kids
I kept thinking, what is the glow? If it weren't for the wife beater, I wouldn't have even known he was in there. I was like, I don't have high def on my main TV, so it's like, you know, okay, maybe I'm just missing it because of that. But and then when they flipped to Kristen and Brady in bed, you can sure see every detail of that. I was like, what is up with that?
I know.
Kristen does it with the lights on, that's why.
I loved how Marlena called her on being borderline personality with something psychopathic, whatever, tendencies. That was pretty funny. But anyway, we digress. But yeah, I mean, I love the scenes, like, from Thursday, Friday, the week before, and then leading up to Monday. I really thought the dialogue was great.
The dialogue was excellent last week.
And, you know, Melissa Sammons, I'm a new fan of hers. I don't know who she is. I don't know what her past is, what her other history is. But she's really been riding EGME great, I think. I mean, are the diehard EGME fans happy on Twitter and everything?
Oh, they're pretty thrilled.
It seems. I'm thinking they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know Allison and James had a chat on Forbidden Love.
Oh, good.
The other night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. That was a big thing, yeah.
That's neat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was nice. That was great of them to do it. So.
Yeah, that was really nice. And Brian Zatillo had a chat, too, recently.
Yeah. I didn't know
Yeah.
I love Brian.
I know. I find out everything afterwards. It's like, dang, don't you people advertise these things? I don't know. You know, someone's going to have to alert me next time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's bring on our Amanda to talk about Ejammy. What's up, Amanda?
See how she
hello.
Likes it. Hi.
Hey, what's
how
up?
How you guys doing?
Hello.
I'm good.
Hi.
I liked it, but I didn't, couldn't really see it very well.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to see a naked James Scott, for God's sakes. How long has it been since you had
exactly.
a sex that you can't have a light on? I mean, come on.
Really?
I'm like,
too many covers, too.
I know. Oh, I just loved him. I just thought he was great this week, but I'm like going, oh, come on, I want to see something. I know that's bad, but come on. You know, what the hell? I mean, he's gorgeous. Show it off. What the hell?
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, they try to hide it. I don't know why.
I don't know what that was about. I just find it ridiculous that he has this character of EJ has barely slept with anybody in all the years he's been on. It's like, come on, it's unrealistic. I've always thought that was crazy. That's just me. But I have to say, one of my favorite lines this week had to be from Sammy when she's telling Rafe that it was the best night of her life. And I went, oh my God. Well, he was being a dick. Oh, my God. Why does he care who she's sleeping with? I don't understand why he cares. He's so, like, horrible to her. And I'm like, thank you, Sammy, for saying, you know what? I don't regret a damn thing. I don't give a crap. And she's like, it was the best night of my whole life. I'm like, oh, my God. I think I was way too happy when she said that. I'm like, well, of course he enjoyed it. It's EJ.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, who wouldn't be enjoying having sex with EJ? Come on.
I know, seriously.
You know? I don't know. I'm just finding the last 2 weeks with Rafe, he's becoming more and more despicable to me. I was never a big Rafe fan, but he's just, I don't know, there's no rooting value for him at all. I don't know what the writers are doing with Rafe. Do they want us to hate him, or?
Well, I don't
get it.
I'm sleeping with Kate next week. That's going to redeem him a little bit.
Yeah, but
it might make him likable. I don't know.
Yes.
We'll see.
You know, I first heard about that. My first thought was Kate deserves so much better than Rafe. It might be interesting to watch how they play this out, but I'm kind of going, she deserves so much better than him.
No, but
I think that was everybody's first reaction.
But I'm excited about it, and I'm a big Kate fan, so I'm looking forward to it. But
yeah.
You know, I just think it's going to be interesting. Plus, Kate's
getting interesting,
some.
All right.
What's not to love about Kate getting some? That's what I'm saying.
I know, right?
But Kate gets some.
Another
back.
Trophy. This is just another guy to add. Another one.
There you go.
I know, right?
You know?
She and Sammy.
Who
she and
she
Sammy have the same collection almost.
Almost. Yeah.
That's true.
Hmm.
Yeah, they shared several. Between the ones they slept with, you know, that they both slept with, and the ones they've been related to, they've pretty much shared most of the men of their lives in one form or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
True.
But I don't know. I'm just going in with an open mind. Let's put it that way. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. And it's funny because they have the one, you know, they have drunk sex and they go back for more later, and I'm like, all right.
Maybe it was good. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So then they have sober sex, then, I take it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love it because it was so unexpected. I love that. I just think that was fun. It was a good, nice twist. So.
Because we were thinking Hope and Rafe there for a minute.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah. So they were, it's almost like a red herring. It seems like they were kind of, you know, hinting at that. But
right. What was I going to say? You know what really creeped me out this week? Nick. He was creeping me out the whole week. Oh, my God.
He's scary.
I mean, I love Blake Blairs. He's playing it fantastic. But I just got this bad feeling that, I don't know, first of all, he was just getting way too happy when he's planning everything. And I'm watching going, he's so delusional. Does he not know this is not admissible at all? And the part that was really weird, and I went, I love how they just made Roman look stupid. Well, Roman keeps everything, you know. He's talking about the bullets and all the other stuff. I'm going, Roman would be that stupid. This is the Salem Police Department. They're dumb. They probably, any other state, they'd get rid of evidence after someone confesses and goes to jail for it. No, Roman, he'll keep it and be a dick. Yeah, it's like throwing Roman under the bus, you know. I did like the conversation. I did love Lucas this week, and I love the scenes between him and Will. They were fantastic. And, you know, kind of seeing, and I love how you immediately went to, oh, it's Nick, he did it. He's setting you up. He wants to get you out of the way. I'm going, at least Lucas sees that. Will, you're just way too naive. I don't like they're making him way too naive. It's starting to annoy me at this point because I'm like, Will is not so stupid.
He's so gullible.
Because think about it. Who's the one who always figures out Sammy's stupidity in her schemes? He's like, he's always looking like, seriously, Mom? You know, come on. Why are they writing him like this? It's like, come on, he's not this stupid. And another thing I was thinking of, even if some miracle, I'm like thinking, you know, and I was talking to somebody on Twitter, like, well, now that there could be evidence, you could tie into him, and he's going to do what Nick wants. I'm like, not necessarily. With one phone call, EJ can make it disappear. You know, the mayor's got people on the payroll there. Come on now. I'm just thinking, Nick is just crazy. He's freaking me out. I wouldn't want my kid around him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was obsessed. I had to say, though, I was having fun watching on Friday. I didn't do live tweets, so it wasn't so long. But with him sending that text to Lucas, I know your son shot EJ DeMira. That would be funny if he just sent text out to everybody in Salem and said, I know your secret. And that'd be hilarious because everybody in town has a secret.
Everybody
was sort of flipping out. Yeah. Well, yeah, and poor T got accused of being the blackmailer. And I thought T was hilarious on Friday.
He was.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, it's nice to have someone on the show that's not politically correct. And he does it in a funny way. You don't get mad at him. Well, even when he said again, whoa, you carry
because
a twin.
Because he's so ignorant. You know, he just doesn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you trying to get him to switch teams?
He's kind of like innocent, too, you know. He just has no clue.
Yeah, when he, you know, made that comment to Gabby, oh, whoa, you're carrying twins, and, you know, making a comment how big she is. Every single pregnant woman has had some idiot say that to her. I mean, you know, it's not just some fool like T.
She's not even that big.
She's still quite tiny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of annoying bitch, Gabby, for all those people online who keep saying how she's an innocent victim or she just misunderstood or some crap, I'm going, the way she was talking to Sonny on, was it Friday, I think it was, she was such a bitch. And she's talking about how he's hurt so terribly. Oh, my God. I thought he looked like he wanted to kick her ass. He's just like, seriously? And when she says, well, what I know about you, she goes, well, I can give Will something you can never give. I'm like, oh, my God, just smack her, please. I'm like, what a bitch. I'm like, you know, she's getting everything she wants. I love how she's early in the week. She's like, I'll let Will see his own kid. I'm like, oh, will you? That's so nice of you. Come on. She's just asking how that kid taken from her. I swear to God at this point. It's like, oh, my God. And you got psycho Nick like going, I'm going to record it, but I'm not crazy at all. You know? What the hell? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because she's going on about how great Nick is and how wonderful he is. Like, she is so delusional. She has no idea how crazy this guy is. She got terrible judgment when it comes to men. Seriously.
Yeah. Her you know, both her gaydar and her cradar. Her cradar and her gaydar.
Cradar, I love that. That's good.
Oh, I just made that up. Oh, that was pretty good. I was like, oh, yeah, poor girl. You know, in a way, she's kind of getting what she deserves, you know? In a way, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, she does.
She's getting the crazy dude, the crazy, you know, psychopathic dude.
Yeah.
And Blake Barris is doing a great job. I mean, he's
making me hate
him.
Oh, my God,
he's so good. He's just so good. I love him.
The one thing I don't get about Nick, and I know he's probably so delusional right now, he's not thinking clearly, obviously. Does he honestly think that if he pulls us off the whole blackmail scheme like he's planning, does he think Will's just going to go away? And how is he going to explain it to Gabby why Will's suddenly not around anymore? I mean, I don't think he's really thought this out. as much as you think she has.
Another problem I have is, so, okay, Will tried to kill a guy and failed. He tried to kill a guy and succeeded. What, I mean, like, how is that? You know,
really,
how
yeah,
that,
how is Will worse?
How does that compare? Like, how,
right.
I know Salem is full of hypocrites, but this is kind of like the ultimate. I mean, like, okay, I'm going to prove he's an unfit father because he tried to kill someone and, like, dude, you just served, like, 4 years for, like, murder, you know? I mean,
if that comes out,
the fact that he was a drug addict too.
Chad's gonna probably turn Gabby in then too to say, hey, look, this is what Gabby did. When it comes out about Will,
it's so silly.
Yeah.
You know what?
So eventually that's gonna come out. Whether it's Sonny or Chad, I don't know. One of them's gonna blow the whistle on Gabby.
Sonny hates her so much anyway.
You'd have a better case of saying, the kid doesn't deserve to be with Wilson because, Will has bad taste in living room furniture or something that he would this. I mean, this is weird. I mean, like, I'm just like, seriously? This is your whole mission is to get him, like, to ruin him? I mean, even, it's like, biological father almost killed someone. Not biological father, did kill someone. I still don't see how the math adds up here, so I don't know. It's just kind of crazy, but whatever. I mean, I love watching Blake. I mean, he's masterful. He's great at what he does. So I enjoy that.
And wasn't Will only 14 at the time? And wasn't an adult?
Yeah, and he's a minor. It's like the whole bit,
There's the difference.
That's why I'm like, and every time they pull up that website that says you search EWE, I crack up. I'm like, who on this show came up with that? That is awesome. I just think that's so funny. Look it up. It's like they really didn't want to pay Google any money. That's for sure. It's like, I'm thinking they should have done some product placement. They should have gotten like Bing or somebody to why not make some money off this deal? I mean, if they put a random Coca-Cola in a scene, I mean, why not make some money off of some search engine or something? But anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. You search.
What was I going to say? What was that when Nick was outside the coffee house watching Will and Sonny? I'm going, he's kind of like a stalker now. It's like, what is going on? That was kind of that. I don't know why that creeped me out so much. It just did. I'm kind of like, doesn't Nick have anything better to do than follow Will around town? People are gonna start to talk. what I mean? is going on?
Yeah.
I fill him in because he loves the show and he's at work obviously, and he says to me. He goes, when is Will going to, like, become, like, devious again and, like, want to take this guy down? It's like, he's going to keep pushing Will, and Will's going to, like, screw you and go, I'm going to team up with EJ or some crap.
Yeah, they were so good. EJ and Will were so good together. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that will be a plot twist and all this. Maybe he will turn and realize, that
he'll go back to the
child, and then he'll go back to
for EJ.
What is interesting is that Nick knows because of the recording that both EJ and Stefano know that Will shot EJ. Now he knows that bit of information.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. That's
Wait,
true.
What? Say that again?
Well, I don't know if you remember this.
Nick
but
doesn't know, right?
Talking,
Nick doesn't know that they know, right?
No,
well, he knows
right.
because
he,
well, he does because he's recording it. He was recording it, so he heard everything Will and Lucas said.
Yeah, but Nick doesn't know that EJ already knows. Does he think that, right? Does he think he's going to go to EJ and say, hey, look, this, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, Lucas, they were pointing out who actually knew about the shooting. They said Sammy and Lucas knew, EJ and Stefano knew as well. They're going to try to figure out who was possibly blackmailing everybody, who sent the message.
But Nick doesn't know EJ and Stefano know, though. I don't think.
Plus, they brought in the whole fact. What was it? He said they had the thing where they mentioned that
he
back
right.
Back then they got drunk and he told T didn't believe him, And so there's that factor. And I really don't think T's going to say anything. I think he probably feels like so much crappy for being such an idiot that, you know, he's probably not. Because why would he help Nick out? I mean, come on. I don't think so. Because, you know, everybody who meets Nick immediately doesn't like him. So I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
No.
But I think it's interesting. It's kind of like, I don't, like, he better be careful. He does not want to piss EJ off because I feel like EJ's not going to really like some, well, only he could blackmail William, you know, as he says.
Yeah,
you know, I don't
right.
think it's going to go well.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really is underestimating, I think, Will and Lucas and all these people.
Yeah.
I don't, no, it's not going to happen. I just want to see when Sonny gets more involved because I love when he said to William, be careful with Nick and Gabby. They're users and manipulators. You can't trust them. I'm like, yes, thank you, Sonny.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Tell him.
We all know he didn't. Yeah. I just love that. That was fantastic. It's like,
Sonny is going to blurt it out, I think, about Gabby sooner or later.
Oh, he so is.
He will. He just,
you know what? He's had it with her. He really has. He's like so, I just remember the look he gave her on Friday just made me laugh because he looks like his looks could kill, which is a so overused expression. It looks like if she would have dropped dead tomorrow, he would not shed a tear. It's just that was a look on his face. I just can't believe she had the nerve to accuse him of hurting Will worse than how horrible, you know. She's, and, like, considering what she's put, the hell she's put him through, shut up. I mean, come on. She's been treating him like crap for months, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I really couldn't stand, what was it she was telling, like, when she was talking to Rafe earlier in the week, I think, well, Will would never do that to me. I'm the mother. They can't take the kid away from me. Oh, and I look, he goes, well, you could be, I don't think a judge would take kindly the fact that you'd be married to a murderer. And didn't even occur to her, that's how stupid she is, that might be not a good thing. Hello? Dude, it's like she didn't even consider the fact that might be a bad thing, you know, him being a convicted murderer and all. Is she really that dumb?
Well,
she's at she's at Hernandez.
Well, I just think Gabby is just lonely and she kind of glops onto anybody. I mean, her thing with Chad, I mean, that was totally one-sided. I mean, he was not into her, he was into Melanie, and she just didn't see it. And, you know, I think she just, you know, she's just a lonely young girl. And that's, you know, kind of things that they do, and sometimes they don't see how bad someone is until, you know, really smacks them in the face, you know.
And it was so stupid. I mean, both Nick and Gabby repeatedly have said this over and over again. Well, Chad won't say anything. He signed a contract. He's not going to break that, risk jail. I'm like, you morons. I think for Will, he will. You're kind of pushing Chad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, I don't think so, bitch. He's probably going to say something like that, you know? It's like, I love Nick. Well, he signed a contract. Meanwhile, he's going around secretly taping people. Well, he's trying to act all
that contract never made sense anyway. It just,
I know. I always thought it was dumb.
It never made sense from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and what's stupid about these two characters is they keep pushing these people who know stuff about them, and they're deliberately being arrogant and stupid, and they're pissing these people off. Do they not eventually think that these people are going to push back and go, you know what, I had enough of you? You know? If nothing else, I think Sonny is definitely going to do something, and then you've got old, and then you can go to Victor and ask for Victor's help or Justin's help, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know Victor would do anything for Sonny. Come on. It's family. Speaking of Victor. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Best lines of the... He's something. Yes, he was. He was.
I mean, I always liked any scenes he does, but he... I don't know. This week, I saw him. Immediately, when he came in the room, I just started laughing because I knew, oh, God, here it comes.
Yeah.
And
it was me. And he, like, kind of, like, got that funny little smile.
Oh,
he turned Nicole in.
Oh, yes. On
for
the,
stealing the
trying
Titan
to get
thing from the computer.
Nicole.
Yeah.
And
well, Nicole
really
called Kristen. Or Brady that did it.
Jacking with her.
Yeah. Well, he finally dropped them, but, yeah, he was just like, he says, oh, Nicole, don't be a sore loser, and something about, oh, he says, don't take it personally, and he says, oh, heck, go ahead, take it personally. It's just the way he said it.
Funny.
Yeah, it's just, yes, he had some really good lines.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to bring on our other caller. The poor thing's been waiting for a while. Hi, Erica 501.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are my girls? This is Kenneth. How are you?
Hey, Kenneth.
Oh, Kenneth.
Hey, sorry. Hi.
I've been cold for so long.
How are you girls doing?
Oh, much better now that you're here.
Oh, thank you.
Curious to hear what you think.
Well, you know, I must say, my opinion of the writers and what they've been doing so far is kind of entertaining, and there seems to be a cohesion to where they're going. You know, I think the best part, I really liked the whole how they used Nick to try to set up the whole thing. I mean, it was just, for me, it was a breath of fresh air compared to what we were seeing before when they didn't know what the hell they were doing.
Yeah.
So I must say it's a breath of fresh. You know, there seems to be more of a balance, because I noticed that some days that I watch, they're having Kristen, this Brady, and this Nicole thing. And then the next day they have the EJ thing going on, and then the Sunny thing going on. So it's like a must see TV moment right now. So
yeah,
I
agree.
I'm kind of happy right now. They just need to crank it up a little bit, because I'm waiting. I'm really interested to see this whole Nick story unfold. And that's the other thing that I like too. It's like they're telling more than one story at the same time. It's about one person, because you got Nick doing his foolishness, and then you got this flashback of, you know, there's something that he did in prison, or, you know, something like that. So I'm really,
yeah,
all that's going to come to a head here pretty soon. So I must say KBSG is pretty happy right now.
Well, good.
That's good. I think a lot of viewers are.
Well, and, you know, the ratings, I don't put too much stock in the ratings, because that's a very political thing. But there has been some increase, so people are buying it and falling into it and stuff like that. You know, I just wondered about, there's one thing I would really like to know more about, and that's really this Hernandez thing, because what do we really know about the Hernandez family, really?
Well,
all we really see is Rave, and he don't know who he want to sleep with. So, you know, that's that thing that's going on right there. And then you have what's that girl name? Gabby.
Yeah,
Gabby.
She's doing all that craziness. You know, somebody needs to punch her in her face or something.
I'd be happy if
you know, everybody keeping all these lies and things. You know, Will don't even know what's going on. And so, you know, it's just all this stuff going on. You know, I understand the whole with them, you know, letting Dario go or whatever else. But, you know, I would much rather deal with Dario than I would with Gabby. Gabby is the pick.
Oh, God, that's bad.
I had completely forgotten about Dario for a second there.
Oh,
right?
Oh yeah.
Thanks, Kenneth, for reminding me.
I mean, the whole Melanie thing, him and Melanie would have actually worked, I think. That whole thing would have worked. I mean, just Gabby is just the pits. I mean, oh, my God. I have cramps that I enjoy better than her.
Oh, God.
and that's saying a whole lot. But that's really it. Hey, congratulations on the rating for your guys' talk show. You guys deserve it. You guys rock. You guys are awesome. So I'm really enjoying myself. And so I've been gone for so long. I've been out sick for a while. I'm back on top. And
All right.
If you guys have Facebook, be sure to come by and friend me.
Sure.
it's Facebook.com, then it's my first name, which is Kenneth, dot Gaddy, G-A-D-D-I-E. So, you know, I'm on there. So, you know, guys, shoot me a message. And I believe most of you guys are already following me on Twitter. So,
yeah.
And I tell everybody that follows me on Twitter, please don't get lost. I have a few of these people. But I love all your girls. You girls are my girls. So,
y'all are
right here. And I'll talk to y'all next week, all right?
All right. Thanks for
okay.
Keep it 100.
Awesome.
Take care.
Bye.
He's so sweet. Yeah, when you listen to our show, and if you sign out with Block Talk Radio, your avatar shows up that you listen to it. And I always see Kenneth always listens to our show. So thanks for being such an awesome fan. And his name is, if you didn't catch it, it's Kenneth and Gaddy, G-A-D-D-I-E. I'm going to follow him on Twitter and Facebook. So I'll do that through the show's over. We have, I think Angela's on the, you know, go ahead and talk. I'm going to see if Angela wants to come on or not. Kristen wanted Brady to propose. So there he is.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Like Kristen said, how about mother-in-law or something, like daughter-in-law or whatever, some Marlena like to say she's going to get her to get Brady to marry her. I'm like, oh, brother.
No,
how
clueless
does Brady have to be at this point?
Oh, well, I hate what they're doing to Brady. I mean, he's not, they're making him stoked, you know, stupid.
He's just thinking with his, you know what, at this point.
Well, yeah.
There's no other explanation for it whatsoever. Of course, doesn't he always, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just on caller watch. I'm just like, you know, I'm just waiting for the caller to come off of Eric. I'm trying to be patient. He's been on for about 5 months now, 4 months, 5 months, something like that. The caller still hasn't come off other than in the middle of the night when he's having his nightmares, but, you know. I think we need to, like, tweet to him and say, okay, it's been this many days till the caller, you know, like, we need to see a callerless day here again soon, because I need that, and I need for it to be on permanently.
Well, we need Eric and Nicole.
And Nicole.
Get a little bit closer here.
Yes.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
time.
I don't know. Does rectory desk sex, has that ever been done?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay. I mean, on days. I mean, I don't know. Have we had that before? I don't know. I'm thinking he and Nicole both have pretty nice-sized desks.
I remember Kristen was warning Nicole about, you know, don't get involved with the priest. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
She was warning Nicole.
That's where Nicole hears, get involved with the priest.
Don't get involved with the priest, you told me. Yeah.
You know what I really thought was awesome this week? The Stefano and John scenes.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed that.
Oh, they were good. Were good.
It was too short, though.
Yeah, we need more.
Yeah,
we need more Stefano. We need more Damaris.
I miss him.
Most definitely.
Yes, more Damaris.
Mm-hmm. More Damaris,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually felt bad for Trey, because Stefano just kind of just zinged him all over the place. I mean, it was really funny. John shows up. Stefano's like, "Hey, John, how's it going?" Sit up, acting, you know, frightened that John figured out where he was.
How easy it was for John to find him too. He comes right into his door. You're right. Stefano wanted you to find him. That's what.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and John was there to warn Stefano to stay away from Marlena and not to take advantage of the fact that John and Marlena are separated because Kristen's sleeping with Brady. I mean, it's kind of a dumb premise. Like, what's Stefano going to say? Oh, okay, sure. But Stefano's not interested. I mean, it's just like, oh, okay, John, yes, we do. No, but Stefano's not interested in Marlena, and he just kind of, he said that Kristen being with Brady, Christian got a newer model.
Oh, that was great.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
But he says something about Marlena. He says, been there, done that. Like they say. Or something like that.
Yeah. That's what he said, been there,
funny.
Done that.
That was funny.
Some funny
whatever
coming
they
from
give,
Stefano.
Whenever
yeah.
they give Stefano a line like that, like with that time when he said something was a hot mess, I was like, oh, please.
Yeah.
Hot mess.
That always stands out in my mind as one of those classics. That was not Stefano talking. That was some script writer that did not know Stefano very well.
That's like having EJ say to Sammy, I just hit that, you know. Come on, he just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think the next thing we need to see is EJ in a towel. If they're going to go back and do an homage to the early
they
days.
They need to do that again.
They need to do a towel scene.
That's how they met, yep.
Yes, yes.
Or that's how he first made his entrance into Salem.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
First time we saw him on screen.
Speaking of EJ, what did you think about him and Sammy trying to convince Will to ask Gabby for a fraternity test?
Oh. I don't know.
Well, it is true that, you know, he did point out the fact that if they didn't get that done, if he down the road he wanted to do custody, he'd be screwed. To get a court order and all
that. That was their reasoning. Yeah, because I could say, why? We know it's, you know. And then when Sammy said, I know everything there is to know about paternity tests.
Yes, that was funny.
Plus, back in the day, didn't Nick change the paternity test twice on Johnny and Allie? Didn't, like, Nick do that and then he got fired working in a lab or something? I could see Nick trying to pull that crap.
The scenes with Johnny were cute, too. Johnny and EJ.
Yes.
Oh, let me put Angela on before Girl got dropped. Hey, Angela, you know what's weird? Your number came up twice at the same time, and you're on hold on one number, and it was really bizarre. And I tried to put you on, and then everything hung up on me.
No, it was very weird. I had, like, four little telephone things on my phone. It was really the oddest thing. I couldn't figure out what I did or quite what happened.
Yep, we got you on, though. What's up?
Oh, I just, like I said, it's been a good week for days overall, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly for EJ and Sammy. A long time wait. I had read, somebody on Twitter brought this up today, and I thought it was such a good point. You know, I think Blake Barris is doing a great job, even though, you know, we all can't stand him now because he's, you know, the character, not Blake himself, he's a great actor, but I thought it was interesting. They brought up Artemis and Marquette, those two children that Nick, you know, took in.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And so here he is, not wanting, espousing, not wanting a non-traditional family, and yet he actually had the most non-traditional.
Oh yeah,
being a hypocrite. And James is famous for it.
Yeah, I totally forgot about him. Runaway marriage to the stripper in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Totally forgot all about
But did y'all talk? And I apologize because I just got in a few minutes ago, so I didn't get to hear the front end of the show. Did y'all talk about the ratings?
She said about they came back up or something with General Hospital.
I think it was a big week. I think they've advertised it as a big week for YNR and for GH. But and I was concerned because, you know, when I went to read the article, you know, Dave's was down from the week previous, but not this week. It was actually through the week of February 1st. And they were down, I guess, 150,000 from the previous week, but they were up over 200,000 from a year ago. So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess. the big tell will be this coming, you know, when we get the ratings for last week, you know, the fourth, you know, through the eighth or the
right.
seventh, whatever it was. So, but I was just, like I said, as all folks that are fans of e-jamming, I was very happy last week to see and the previous week, the whole conversation with Sammy and EJ, and I think, you know, the previous week was just stellar. So there's been a lot of discussion, too, about how much Lorraine Broderick is writing for
mm-hmm.
the EJ and Sammy story. Because it really is, you know, they're doing a great job with that.
Yeah. I saw something on Twitter about that, about it's not Gary Tomlin writing or whoever writing it, or in charge, or head writer, it's really Lorraine Broderick. Somebody said, I saw something about that on Twitter.
It's been a lot mentioned. It's been several weeks, and I think Marianne, you and I talked about this, that Chris Weitzel's name is actually now above Gary Tomlin's when you're reading the credits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that. Mm-hmm. I was wondering what that meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know, but I was just thrilled. Like, it's going to be interesting, and I thought it was interesting today on Twitter. NBC Dave's account on Twitter has really been, you know, they've just been all over it today, you know, talking about EJ and Sammy and sending, you know, out pictures for next week, and here's the, you know, so they've really been, you know, more so than what they usually do anyway in terms of, you know, promotion on Twitter. I noticed that. So, and of course, I guess next week the picture that for next week, the sneak peek pictures, they've got one where Sammy's wondering if EJ is going to propose again. Did y'all talk about the tweet that Casey Diedrich sent out? I guess it was on Friday. And it was a picture of he and James, but it looked like they were on the set of the Damara Mansion, and it looked like it was for a wedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did say about the mansion and the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe in May, because I guess that's what they're filming now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're wondering if it's Kristen and Brady or EJ and Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
They thought Kristen and Brady.
All the new house together. Don't you think that would be a hoot to have them all?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying. Yes.
That would be fun. But, you know, honest to goodness, I just wonder how long they're going to drag out this thing with Jennifer and Daniel.
Not too long.
A saying that, you know, the fact that Chloe is back has helped the story, and I'm always glad to see Nadia back, and I just had hoped that they were going to come.
I am enjoying Chloe this time around. That she's got more of an edge to her there, and she's not the victim this time.
Jennifer would never lie. Jennifer would just never do these things, and it just makes me sad. Like I said, I was always a Jack and Jennifer fan for years, forever, and I just don't even recognize her character now.
I don't know. I fast forward through like 85% of Jennifer.
Yeah, I'm more of a Jack and Jennifer fan. More Jack than Jennifer. So.
I like her scenes with. I mean, I like Jennifer's scenes with Hope and with, you know, with Abigail and Maggie. So, I mean, I like those. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I just am not into her and Daniel. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Just like she's a person, you know. I just don't. You know, she's. You know. Regardless of the circumstances, would she really lie and tell somebody that she was going to be one place and then be another, just to kind of, you know, to me that's just not within her character. And so I don't know, that part's really, it's just puzzling. I don't know. I'm anxious to see. I will say, I think as much as I'm not a Gabby fan and everything, I will say that this whole story has turned out to be more interesting than I gave it credit for at the beginning. I'm still, I still would prefer that they would have done something a little bit different.
It's becoming
a
huge umbrella story.
It's adding some soap. So, and I love, like I said, I noticed a couple weeks ago, I don't know,
I've been busy doing other things, sure, but when it was, but I was looking on the Jason 47 website, you know, where he always has,
mm-hmm. at least when we think the contracts are up and so forth, and, you know, Blake was on a, I think he's on a year, he signed for a year, and he started in August of last year, so it would make sense that his contract would be up in August of this year, but, Casey Diedrich started, you know, several years ago, but he started in June, I think, of 2009. And they list Casey, James, and Blake all with their contracts up in May. So I thought that was, because I don't think that, you know, it doesn't make any sense that Blake, if Blake is on a year thing, then it wouldn't make any sense for him to be up in May.
Actually, it would, because he started airing in August, but he probably started shooting in May.
Well, that's, you know,
three months ahead.
That's true. And that would have been the same thing with Casey. If he aired in June, he would have started. I wasn't even thinking about that. That's a good point. So, anyway, it'll be interesting to see. The music for DJ and Sammy's love theme, though, I will have to say this. That Ooh La La music.
I'm sorry, what did you say about music?
It was like an Ooh La La song. It was just really bad.
The jammy sex. Oh, that music. Why can't they find better sex music? I don't know.
Have lyrics. Just forget the lyrics. I mean, you know, no one's paying attention.
Yeah, really.
It's just distracting. Just, you know,
yeah.
Just have mood music in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching a love scene and the music's going, oh, dear God. It's like, what are they playing? It distracts you, you know?
I know, it's the only thing, and I thought the scenes were good, and, yeah, obviously, you know, it's a tremendous payoff for those folks that have been waiting so long to see them together, so, but that's really the only negative I can really say is that I didn't like the music, which is, you know, a nit in comparison, because I felt like they were well written, and they looked really good, you know, and, you know, we've got more to come next, all that's really positive, so. I'm happy about that. I kind of hope to see. I wonder if they'll have something for Valentine's with Maggie and Victor. You know, I just love to see them, and I always love to hear Victor's little snark.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's hilarious. Yeah, but he was busting on Nicole. So Nicole's trying to figure out who tattled on her about stealing the Titan information. Victor comes in and says, "Hey, I brought candy." And Christian Alfonso tweeted, John Aniston was hilarious. She's like, yeah, and he brought candy. That was really cute. She tweeted about that. And then Hope told him, you know, she's trying to help break up Brady and Kristen, you know, back off on her. And I guess he said he wasn't serious about pressing charges. And he said, busting on Nicole makes him young. So it was just hilarious. It kind of makes you wonder why Victor's not on more often. You know, why do we only get him 10 minutes a week? It was just hilarious.
Well, it's probably because of money. It's probably the big reason. He's not on all the time because he's recurring, so they have to pay him probably a fair amount when he.
But
they
could have him for a whole episode and get, you know, bang for your buck. You know, why pay him to do 10 minutes of work? Yeah.
I would love to see that. I really kind of wonder what they're going to do with Abby. I'm not really into the whole Abby Chad reconciliation, nor the Abby and new Cameron story either.
Yeah.
So
far, I don't see any chemistry. I mean, I thought the original Cameron and she had chemistry, and it was one of my favorite like new couples. And this guy, he's nice looking. Nothing wrong with him. But I just don't see any chemistry with them at all. Zero. Nor do I see any chemistry with
Cameron. I like Cameron as an actor better, too, the other first one.
Yeah, I thought the other one was
I think he's a much better actor. Oh, much better.
Much better,
I think.
I mean, I liked him from the very beginning, the very first scene when they bumped into each other. I thought they had chemistry from that very first scene. And I just don't see it in this one. It's almost like they went and got a model. I mean, again, he's probably a good actor. I don't know him from Adam, but they went and got somebody that was really pretty. And, you know, he is, but it's like there's just, I'm not feeling any kind of connection with him. Whereas Skylar, I thought he and Kate really had a good chemistry together. So, I don't know. It was weird. It was like he was just all of a sudden gone, and I never did hear any, you know, thing about what happened or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I liked him a lot better, too. And, you know, plus he did a lot of, Skylar, Nancy did. So, yeah, we really kind of got to know a little bit about him and, you know, his experience and everything. So, the only thing I can think of, and I was shocked when I read the age person he was, because he's really the same, about the same age as James Scott. And Skylar Gansby. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked because I really believed he was like 24.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. So that I could see as being in anything even a negative is that, you know, they're trying to cast the younger crowd and they've got someone there who's older, you know, but again, to me, didn't appear older. And I mean,
not at all.
So I didn't get that either. And, you know, and now just, you know, when I see several people have mentioned it's not unique to me. It was something that I'd read and then I thought, yeah, that was really a good point. But, you know, why not bring back, of course, it couldn't be a match for Abby because he would be a relative, but, you know, I'd rather see, like, Mike Horton's son or somebody else. If they're going to really try to build the younger group, which is what Ken Corday said they were going to do, they were going to go lock, stock, and barrel with E. Jammy and then, you know, do more with the younger group, then they need a much stronger younger group. They need a stronger story, that's true, for sure. And I know some writers are great and aren't, you know, the head writers are great and they don't write really good younger stories, you know, for the young people, and some people do. I know that seems to be kind of a unique skill, but that's my biggest, because I'm enjoying every second of EJ and Sammy, and I'm just going to be happy with it because I'm thrilled and enjoying it and going to. But, the younger people, like I said, because, you know, there's a finite run to the Nick situation. So, I don't know. And I love Blake Barris. I wish, I don't want him to be quite so evil or bad or hateful because, I'd love for him to stay on the show. But I don't know if he really wants to because I know he's doing films and he's doing prime time, so he's doing a lot of things. So he may not want to be committed on days, you know. Mm-hmm. For much beyond that year, I don't know. But
plus, he needs a good psych hospital. Nick needs some psychological help.
They keep him like he is. He is going to need that exactly. Like I said, I just loved it this today when somebody brought up about Artemis and Marquette because I'm thinking I've completely forgotten about them.
Oh,
you know, because poor under Dean Mahigley, they had him every which but loose. I mean, she wrote them one story one way and another one next. And I would love to see Chelsea come back. I really think that was a great, but, you know, that was actually, even though the history of the character of Chelsea is kind of, you know, murky at the best, but I really liked Rachel Melvin. I thought she did a good job. And mm-hmm. I loved her and Blake. But this is good soap. So we'll just have to see. Did y'all notice Chandler Massey's little brother this week?
Oh, yeah.
It was so cute.
What? No, what? Say that again?
Chandler Massey's younger brother in real life played in that flashback they did, you know, with Will at 14.
When he was 14,
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It doesn't sound horrible, but I was not really impressed by his acting ability at all. He's cute, but he's no Chandler.
Yeah, I didn't.
First time.
I was like,
television.
I know, but I'm like, take an acting lesson, kid. Come on.
Well, I don't
I
think y'all remember.
Taking it.
Is he an actor?
Do you remember when Chandler Mass started? Chandler had a tough first day on the set because he was Mia. That's been a couple years ago now.
Wow.
But they had,
mm-hmm.
Well, it was Mia.
That explains
what could he have done with her? Thank God, she was horrible. I just felt really bad when I was watching the scene with the young Will and Luke, because I'm thinking, poor Brian Dottillo. He's probably thinking, dear God, kid. Because, you know, Lucas was being really amazing, well-acted, that part was amazing. And then you got young Will, I'm going, oh, dear God, poor Brian. I feel bad for him. And I love Brian.
Well, I do, too. I wish they would write for him. I wish they would bring an Autumn or someone there and really give him a little bit more to do. I'm not sure under this regime that's going to happen, though, unfortunately.
I was going to say, although I do think Nick needs to be careful, because I don't know, I think Lucas might get a little homicidal if he keeps screwing with his son, you know what I mean? I think Lucas is going to be like, hell no. I can totally see that. We know how protective Lucas gets about, you know?
Yeah, I
Lucas
know.
Would do anything for his kids.
But they would do more with him, and you know, I don't want him to be quite so blustery, and yeah, but like I said, I think it's, we'll just have to wait and see what they're going to do, especially if they do have, if Lorraine Broderick is writing more of the long story now, yeah, maybe we'll see some.
Right. And what was the thing with him? Lucas is now going to be on the church board now, to Billy's seat.
That church board is just hopping.
I know. He's like, keep Nicole away from me. I'm like, oh, that's a foreshadowing right there. Come on. So which means they're going to have some scenes, you know? Whenever they say that in the show, keep this character away from me, somehow you know they're going to have scenes down the road.
But, you know, it's really quite funny if they would really, you know, build up the humor. You think about it, Nicole and Eric,
Lucas.
You know, and they broke up because Nicole took that $5 million from Kate to marry Lucas. And so she broke up.
That's right.
So it really could make
that'd be interesting.
Some humor.
Although I have to say, Eric this week was cracking me up when he's telling Nicole, well, good going, Nicole, by dialing it down a notch. I'm like, you know, I would just, he's just trying to get, you know, stay calm. Of course, she doesn't do it. He's like, well, thanks for listening to me. His reactions to Nicole was cracking me up. It's nice to know a priest has a sense of humor. You guess you'd have to in Salem. I mean, come on. That sounds nuts.
Oh, I love Nicole. Like I said, I hope that they start filling her story. She's really been kind of lost a little bit in translation these last couple of months with when Chloe came. And you know, I was glad to see her hiding behind curtains and getting into mischief again.
Mm-hmm. It is fun to watch.
Did y'all see the video, I guess, that Sony did for Allison Sweeney celebrating her 20th anniversary with the show?
Yeah.
It's on the web. I thought that was good, and although, she was on the DeMera Mansion set, and she said that was where she was going to spend, I guess, some of her future, that was interesting. So I guess hopefully they're going to move back to the DeMera Mansion. I could do with him doing a little bit of paint work at the DeMera Mansion, but I miss seeing it. I'd rather see that than that those awful apartments. I do not like Sammy's new apartment, and that to me it's just kind of depressing looking. I don't know why. I just don't. It looks really small. So I hope they do.
There's no real personality to it or anything. It's like,
mm-hmm.
No.
It's just kind of cookie cutter. Nothing to.
Yeah, I agree.
I hope they did do some renovating with the DeMera Mansion, but maybe change the couch out, at least the cushions, or clean it, maybe.
Okay.
It's like, you know, and
there.
But it would be kind of entertaining to have. I'd like to get back to where we have several people in the mansion interacting and stuff. Of course, I loved it when Kate was there, I mean, we kind of need that because. You know, other than the Kiriakis Mansion, there's not really any place where multiple people really interact as far as the, you know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it, but it's just really missing. I guess with Stefano gone so much, they just haven't really had need of the set, but it's just kind of, it really is missing. Or at least I miss it.
Yeah, I miss it, too. I mean, I got a little bit sick of it for a while, because for a while there, they did everything there. And then,
yeah, right.
Then it just kind of went to nothing. But in the video, the Sony video, it looks like when Allison Sweeney is out in the vestibule area, it looks like they had actually moved a portion of the set. Yeah, that back hallway that you usually see from the drawing room, that looked like it was off. But again, it could be that they were just rearranging the set, because obviously they hadn't been using it. But otherwise, things looked pretty much the same. But she did say, as she was walking through the drawing room, and she said that, you know, a lot of the most impactful things that happened to her, a character or something like that, happened right in that room, and then she sat down on the sofa. I thought that was pretty funny. I'm happy to see more of Kate regardless. I don't care if she's in the DeMera Mansion or she's out in Horton Square, but period.
Kate is definitely needed sometimes. I'm tired of the randomness of her scenes and everything. Just want her back on there more regularly. So I think
the Billy sightings. I mean, we had saw her up until like a week ago, and she's been off that show for months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So weird. You just have to wonder how much money they spent on that. You know, they're worried about money and this, that, and the other. And having people on there than not using them. But no, I hopefully, you know, they've got a story coming for Kate. So
yes.
And little Johnny was on too.
He was so cute.
I love him. And his mother has
wanted
been tweeting.
A bigger FBI jacket.
His mother what?
A bigger FBI jacket. His FBI jacket that Rafe gave him was too small.
Cute.
And,
yes.
And Sam is there. No way is he getting one.
I think Dave's is better, absolutely better. And I'm about to even Sammy stuff, and we'll just have to kind of see where it goes next. It's been a while ago, about that someone was going to buy a gun. So I'd have no idea. I wonder, who that will be and that kind of thing. Because, that's not going to be EJ. EJ's got plenty of guns. So,
Nick or something.
I love Blake on there. I hope he stays. I hope they can figure out something for him. And they should. They should be able to.
Assuming he wants to stay.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Is there anything else, girls?
Did you guys mention Lucas and Chloe? They finally had a scene. Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, they ran into each other.
That was Friday. They ran into each other at the square, and Chloe's actually trying to be friendly and nice to him, and Lucas wants nothing to do with that. it was funny. Yeah, it was a good week to be a Lucas fan. Brian had some great scenes, and it was nice seeing him do something besides being Will's dad. And just even had a brief little scene with Chloe, reminding everybody, the fans, that they were once married, and she cheated on him with Daniel. So yeah, that was nice. And Lucas just goodbye. I just really enjoyed that scene. He didn't have time for her and her drama and blah blah blah. I thought it was really cool.
Him to get Autumn. I want him to have a girlfriend that's really, he needs a story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was wishing for Autumn too, that she would finally come on the show, and she could prove somebody that somebody that Sammy could contend with, or Kate, somebody kind of strong and Yeah, I just think it would be hilarious if she showed up in town and, said she changed her mind about the, them breaking up and everything. I think that would be fun. And then people could still call her by the wrong name, They could still have that be a running joke, But I don't know. I think it would be cool for Lucas, A, to get a story, and B, to have a love life. And, I think it would be nice.
I hope to do that. I hope that, because she's, the other thing that he's done so well is, kind of being the Greek chorus, especially,
yep.
Sammy.
Oh, sure.
But this girl could come over there and be laughing at all of them, because, just imagine, the machinations that are constantly going on and the little catty remarks. She could laugh at everybody, because she'd be kind of the outsider evaluating and looking at them.
Yeah.
That would be I hope that they do something more with Abby. That whole part of the story to me just lags so much because as much as I didn't think I'd like the story that she did with Justin, really I think Kate Mancey really shined in that. I thought it was just hysterical, and I didn't think I was going to like that story at all. And really, that story probably wasn't the most well-written story they had, but I think she did a good job with it. And so I'd like to see her do something.
I don't know. Maybe they need to bring another guy into the picture, because things just... Abby's relationships have all been duds. The best relationship she's been in was with Austin. That one didn't exist. And I thought her best relationship, too, was with Jack. I thought Matt Ashford brought a lot out of Kate Mancey. I thought she really turned it on and really put a lot of passion behind Abigail's mixed feelings towards Jack. And I think Kate's just maybe one of those actresses that kind of needs a challenge, We all notice that certain actors, I'm not saying she's doing it, but they're kind of just reading their lines and not really, putting that much effort into it. But when they're paired with somebody else, usually the Demira men, it was Teo or Joe or James, they up their game. And, the other actors seem to work harder. Part of it's too, they don't want to be outshined by someone else. But, it's been said by the cast that working with James, Taylor, and Joe is more difficult because they're challenging and they're throwing curveballs. And, they might rehearse it one way and then the cameras do it another way because they're trying to, we know this from talking to Taylor. Taylor likes getting authentic reactions from the actors. So he likes to, catch people by surprise. So, I think certain actors on the show, I guess you need to catch them by surprise to get more of a conscious reaction from them. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
It would be such a good surprise and so much fun for KO to come back on. What the situation, I don't even know what the is for Stefano when Joe Mescola is supposed to be on more. I know Eileen Davidson keeps saying it'll be soon, but
he's still on the phone, so he's still, he has to get him back in Salem or, to be on more late, to be really interacting with everybody again. It's been four years since AO's been on. Yeah, him and John had scenes together,
Well, I have to say that I think that, they need to figure out, little thing. Just like with Kate, where is Kate living right now?
That's a good question.
It's just like, where is she? So hopefully we'll get to see her more. And it might even be kind of funny if she was staying over there at the Salem Inn, run into Kristen a little bit.
Yep.
But
did see. I saw I was listening to something this week, and somebody was asking, have they already submitted for the daytime Emmys?
Yeah, that's done already, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't even realize it. It was already that time.
Yeah, plus I follow them on Twitter, yeah. It was odd. I guess they're supposed to submit a 10-minute clip. There's a lot of people who didn't submit. I think Allison Sweeney didn't. Christian Alfonso didn't. I think Galen was going to.
Neither.
James didn't either?
Uh-uh. He said he
wow.
didn't.
Wow. Hmm, who's hell submitting? did you see Deidre and Eileen this week? I guess Eileen Davidson, they were filming this week, and everybody was saying she was doing a great job, and Deidre said that Eileen's going to get an Emmy nom for her episodes, and she said, tell me which category you're going to submit in so I can submit in a different category. So, yeah, that's what Deidre said about Eileen, so whatever's happening in May, I guess Eileen's really killing it, so.
I hope it's going to be good. I think, like I said, they've got some strong points now. They just need to kind of build up the other stories to kind of match.
Okay. Anybody else have anything? It's getting a little late. Yeah. I know the girls are sick. I don't want to keep them up too late.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well, okay. I'll wrap it up. Everybody be sure to check out our interview with Nadia. We got Patrick Muldoon and Christy Clark coming up on the 21st at 10 p.m. Eastern. And we have another announcement hopefully to make shortly. I'd like to thank Angela and Amanda and Kenneth for calling in. It's so nice having a guy call in. Yeah, and follow Kenneth Gaddy on Facebook and at KB Soul, I believe, on Twitter. So, KB Soul 365. So, okay, we'll wrap it up for this week, and we'll see everybody next week.
Have a great
Bye. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.